You're listening to Zargaze Pulse, home to weekly news and updates on all things Zargaze. Now for your host, Duncan Scott.
Welcome, welcome back to episode 10 of Zargaze Pulse. I am, as ever, your host, Duncan Scott, and episode 10, it feels like a first landmark. I mean, maybe when we've done 100 episodes, I'll look back and think, why are we celebrating 10 episodes? But I guess it's the first cornerstone of our journey, 10 weeks into the podcast, still going strong. You're still here. Thank you for your support. And to go with episode 10, we're already into season 4 ahead of our TGE for the tickets and the NFTs and the artifacts and the boosters and everything that goes with it. Incredible to think that we're already here in season 4. It doesn't seem like a couple of weeks ago that we started this, but now we're kind of reaching the real business end before our full launch in the TGE. Everything's going to really ramp up even more from this point forward as we progress through. So some really exciting stuff coming up for you. As ever, with our show, we're going to have a great show today. We're going to do our community question of the week, give away another 50 diamonds for someone. We've got a very special team update for you. Stay tuned for that. Rather exciting. A few little updates, some things coming up, updates about the community champions. So let's get it started.
Community question of the week.
Thanks for all your questions again this week. Keep them coming in to me over on X, and do make sure that you use the hashtag, because I know you guys keep asking me questions and I'm trying to keep up and answer them all, but I can't give you the credit in the podcast if I can't find your specific question on it. So do make sure you use that hashtag, so when I'm looking through, I can find your question and hopefully feature it on the show. Remember where to find me. I'm at hashd, H-A-S-H-D, over on X. And this week, we're just going to use the hashtag Pulse10, P-U-L-S-E-1-0, the number 10, to mark the 10th episode of the podcast. So send in your questions to me with that hashtag, and I can feature it on the show next week for 50 diamonds. This week's question comes from Manash R. Sagar. Thank you for the question. It reads, what is HyperCity? Is it a virtual world like Decentraland? And if it is, where to find that and how to get information? Great question, because we dropped a little teaser about HyperCity this week. We've seen little bits and pieces of it in the past, but it is now fully under construction. So let's talk a little bit about it. There will be some more information to come. We'll keep dropping a little bit more as we get closer to it. But let's start filling in the gaps a little bit. So yes, HyperCity is our virtual open world, essentially. Not a complete open world yet, but we hope we'll get there in one day. For you guys to be able to explore and roam around. And it's going to be our virtual city to house the entire Zargaze ecosystem. And within there, there's going to be loads of stuff for you to do and interact with. And it's going to be how you move around and interact with everything that we have to offer. So you would have seen some preliminary imagery that came out in our announcements this week. And that's how things will start and take shape. A little kind of city for you to be able to go and click on different buildings. And within there, there's going to be a variety of different buildings for you to be able to interact with and visit. So there'll be some shops for you to go in and spend things with your coins, spend things with your emeralds, spend things in diamonds. There's going to be the marketplace that's going to have its own building, and there's going to be apartments and a variety of other things that we'll keep building. But we're going to build them together, because we're going to give you the opportunity and the option to become shareholders and own some of those buildings. If you become a owner and own some shares in the marketplace, then you are going to get commission, and you're going to get proceeds of every sale that goes through the marketplace. So you can not only interact with it, you're going to get ongoing revenue from being a shareholder in it. And the same with shops and the same with other things. And Veda will fit into this, and she will be your personal assistant in Hypercity to help you navigate and help you build your profile. And there's loads of cool stuff that we're going to be adding to you for your character and skins. And all of this stuff is going to fit into Hypercity for you to look around, interact, access the games, access different quests. It's all going to be filtered through here. So it's going to be very interactive. It's going to be very intuitive, a lot of fun. And hopefully you guys will not only benefit from being able to go into the store and spend and buy things and trade on the marketplace, but also be owners and share in the ongoing success. So I hope that answers your questions. It's pretty exciting. We're going to be launching it very soon. So watch this space. We'll give you some more information before it starts. Look out. It's a really cool little update. Very excited about it. So hope that answers your question, Manash. As I said, keep them coming in for next week, and I will feature it on next week's podcast.
Latest news and updates from Zargates.
The first great bit of news that we have as an update for you is that this week we have introduced a new team member to the group, because Roman, founder, and Anastasia this week gave birth to a baby girl. Congratulations to them both. Fantastic time here. We're all so thrilled for them. They are both back at home with their little new addition to the family. So we have one more little Zargates champion who is going to be running around in no time, and somebody else to carry on Zargates long into the future. So huge congratulations to them. We are delighted to have a new member joining us here. So in other news, closer to home, the big addition that we added this week, and I said that would be a big focus for us in September, is around collaborations and partnerships. So we started with our first one, Piggy Piggy, this week, and hopefully you've had a chance to dive in and have a play of that. Looks like a pretty fun way of being able to actually earn some daily USDT that you can withdraw each day, and they've got their TGE coming up. So that's good fun. You can access that via our quests. We're always on the lookout for top games, top Telegram mini apps for you to dive in and get involved with when you're not busy with Zargates, because there are some good opportunities out there. We fully vet these projects before that we bring them to you. But these collaborations and partnerships also serve as a great way for us to get our name out there and for us to bring in a new audience. So they are hugely important for our growth and something that we are going to be focusing on over the next weeks and months. So please do get involved with the collaborations and the partnerships that we present to you. They'll be part of your quest to do. So you'll also, as well as being able to dive in and play some cool stuff, you'll be able to get some more rewards. Piggy Piggy comes with 3 diamonds and some experience for your trophy road, as well as the support that it brings us. So do get involved with that. I'm going to have a very special quest for our community champions to help us in this department as well. So if you are part of that group, then please do watch out on Zealy, because we've got something coming up for you that I need your help on. Speaking of community champions, today, 6th of September, is the first day of Sprint 3. Sprint 2 finished last night, 100 diamonds if you achieved 80% of the XP. Thank you so much for your support, as always. If you haven't dived in yet to that, or you've missed out, then today is the day to get started, because everybody is starting fresh again. 2 weeks of new quests for you to be able to get 100 diamonds into your in-game account. So head over to our announcement channel on Telegram for that. I will put a link to that channel in the show notes in case you haven't got it. But go over there, read all the information, and that will direct you over to Zealy to start doing our community champion daily quests. So get involved with that Sprint 3 today. Okay, this week's updates within the app really centered around some more feedback that you kindly gave us around the leaderboard, because though we were presenting a leaderboard, wasn't very easy unless you were very near the top to find yourself on the leaderboard. So that's all changed. So you know what position you are now when you click on the leaderboard, which should help you know where you are in position to the rewards that we give out for the leaderboard. And not only that, we've increased the rewards for the leaderboard for the Endless Siege game. Now, I know how good you are getting at this game because you keep sending me your screenshots on X, and the points are going up every day. It's amazing. You guys are getting so good at it. I'm seeing huge scores, huge levels. So keep going. And that's the reason why we've decided to reward the leaderboard a little bit more, because your skills are going up. It's getting more competitive. With the higher level takes a little bit more time commitment from you, especially if you have the hammer artifact and you're doing it multiple times a day. So we're giving you higher coin rewards for your achievements on that leaderboard as well.
What is coming up soon?
Quite a lot of you over the last couple of weeks got engaged with my X poll when I asked you what sort of game genres that you'd be interested in seeing in Zargates next. And you came back and you overwhelmingly told me that strategy was number one and things like puzzle games was number two. So we are working very hard on getting a new strategy game within the app. Can't say too much more at this stage, but wanted to let you know that what you say and your input matters. I've told you on this podcast before that we are here for you and we want to make this the best for you. So when you come and you do these polls and you help us and you say that you want strategy, then we go away and we work and we're going to find something for you to enjoy in the strategy space. So that is to come, and I will give you and share more information on that new game when we have it. In other news, we are just finalizing the last touches of our core value proposition and our tokenomics. So you've had quite a lot of the details around that, and I know that we're just kind of finessing it and you want to see the latest results. We're going to be updating the white paper and all of our models over the weekend and early next week. So I will have an update for you on next week's show with all of that updated, if not before, because we're going to do a special kind of run through and AMA all about tokenomics. So that is coming up. And September, as I said, and into October is a real focus on the team. We've got our hands in so many pies now. That might be an English term, hands in the pie. You might not know that one, but we are kind of everywhere at the moment, working on the dev side, working on the proof of playtime side, chatting with investors, chatting with loads more game studios. We are doing everything we can ready with the exchanges and the token listings and with Ton. Really, really busy time for us here in the team. So please keep supporting us. Please keep shouting the name out there, doing the quests. People are looking at us. People are taking notice. People are starting to hear about us. So your engagement is key. I can't stress it enough. I can't thank you enough for being here with us. I know most of you that are listening to this podcast have been here since season one. Thank you so much. If you haven't and you're new, I appreciate all of you. You're the ones that give us the strength and the motivation to come back and do this podcast every week, to do the announcements, to update the game, to bring you new games, to keep working hard. So keep pushing us. We'll keep pushing you. I look forward to next week's show. Good luck with all of the games. Warface, go. I love it. I am completely addicted to trying doing that, even though I'm not very good at the moment. But that doesn't stress me out because I'm just having fun, and that's what it's all about. So go and have fun, have a great weekend, and I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow all our social channels, and we will see you next week.